Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome to today's Powered by Transova podcast, and we are excited to have with us more of the people person on the side of Transova. We have Megan Holloman, who is the director of HR at Transova, and we're excited to talk to her about her role, but then really kind of to dive in into the different opportunities that Transova offers as well. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about your background and how you got started at Transova?
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. I'm kind of excited and nervous to be on here. So I'm the, like Sarah said, the HR director here at Transova. I've been with the company roughly for 3 years now. And my background in HR is probably a little bit more towards more the business aspect than the more bovine genetics side of it. I have 10 years of HR experience. I worked for a therapy company out of Sioux Falls, hiring doctors and therapists for OT, speech, and physical therapy. So this was definitely a change. I met my husband and moved to Alton, Iowa, which if you guys are familiar, is a very small rural town. But Transova was a huge name around here, and I was excited to start as an HR generalist. And then recently moved into the director role about 7-8 months ago, somewhere in there. So,
awesome. Well, thanks again, Megan, for joining us. It's awesome to get to talk to you and hear about all things HR. And we'll be nice to you since you have the ability to fire us.
Thank you. Thank you. This is recorded.
Yeah. It's on tape.
Yep.
So I guess, Megan, go into some detail about your responsibilities as HR director, what a typical day looks like for you, and maybe tell us about the team that you have.
Yeah. So I think the exciting part about HR, if people think there is anything exciting about HR, is that no day ever looks the same here. I think every morning I start with a plan, and every day by like 9 o'clock, the plan's out the window and we're just kind of working with what's coming at us. So in our department, we have our payroll specialist, who is Karen Scouten. She's been with the company for about 9 years. We have Alex Mauricio, who is our recruiter. He's been with the company for about 3 years. And then we just brought onto the team Janelle Stair, who is another HR generalist, who is going to kind of focus specifically on benefits. So when you guys think HR, basically our department is responsible for any of the benefits that are provided to employees, any of the recruiting aspects. So going out to career fairs, as well as interviews, any of that stuff goes through our department. And then we also process all the payroll. Currently, Transova has 340 employees, so we process payroll for them every 2 weeks. So we're definitely a busy department. We actually are just opening a new position for a part-time HR assistant. So if you guys want to join my team specifically, send your application in here. In the next couple weeks, that position should be posted. So my day-to-day is kind of more strategic HR, where I kind of deal with just what's going on now, as well as what we're going to look like for the future. So right before this meeting, I actually got done with the meeting on our benefits and reviewing our benefits and what other options can come out of our benefit plan that would help entice employees or team members to come in, as well as help us our current team members that are here. So some of the things we've done in the last year to help team members is we offered a more robust maternity leave, where Transova covers your whole maternity leave We cover 7 weeks at 100%, and then up to 12 weeks, we'll cover it at 60%, which I think is a huge benefit for new parents coming on, that they get a company that is willing to look at your family and how that would affect you taking that much time off work. And we just want to make sure that you get that balance there. We also are offering a week paternity leave to all new dads, that they can spend a week at home getting to know their new family member as well, which I think is kind of unique and fun that, you know, a lot of times when we think about families and maternity leave, obviously the mom spending the time at home taking care of baby, but, you know, dads are just as important, and giving them that option too. That's a huge benefit we just brought on this last year that I think is exciting for everybody coming into the company for the most part.
Megan, you've outlined a lot of the benefits and the really good things to working at Transova, and we've covered that a lot in our podcast. You know, the benefits of working at Transova, the teamwork, the team mentality, I guess. And I think that's been really awesome. And it sounds like what you've added is an additional benefit to what was already there. So that's exciting. I know from a marketing perspective, Emily and I get a lot of questions either through our website, at trade shows, about career openings. And that comes from, you know, those that are still in college looking to graduate, or, you know, even those that have been in the field for multiple years. Could you maybe go over what current openings we have at Transova Genetics?
Yeah, I think that's the awesome part about Transova right now, is that we are definitely in a period of growth and opportunity. As if you go onto our website, the careers page, there are a lot of opportunities listed, anywhere from professional service embryologists to client service to, like I said, HR's coming up. We're going to be posting some administrative work. I think the cool part about our company is we have such a variety of opportunities. So maybe you're somebody who's been in the field for a long time and you're like, oh, I want to take a step back, but still be really included in things. We have career options where you transfer our embryos from site to site, or tanks from site to site, which is really cool. We've found that anybody that's retired might really like that position, just because you can drive and get paid to just hang out behind the wheel. But we have people that are herdsmen, and those herdsmen positions can be anywhere from part-time to full-time. They're great for kids that are in college or anybody who wants to work with cows full-time. That's huge too. I think the unique part about Transova, there really is anything from age 16 on. We have summer painters that come in just for the summer that help us and help keep grounds in a lot of areas. I know we've done that at a lot of our regional centers. So like Maryland, Missouri, here in Iowa, Texas, they all do these summer type positions as well as internships for these positions. So I think the great thing about Transova is that you have an opportunity to start your career with us as soon as you want to. So if you're thinking about, hey, I'm a senior in high school, I know I want to do something in genetic bovine reproduction or genetics, what's out there? Look at Transova. You could get in doing a part-time internship. You could get in doing just helping out in the lab part-time or being a herdsman part-time. You could start that as soon as being a senior in high school. Or if you guys are finally getting to that end of your college career, you could start looking at doing summer internships or even applying for positions for when you're done. I've seen team members starting sooner finding those positions than I've ever seen before. So if you're, a lot of times we're now seeing people that are graduating in the spring semester start looking for a job in the fall, which is huge. And we're open to that. So if you know you're looking for something, go ahead and apply for that position. We're willing to wait around for the right team member to join our team. It's all about us getting the right person for us, but also the right opportunity for team members and being a good culture fit. So like I said, we have a lot of openings. We're also just growing so much. I know we're posting new positions in Kansas and Florida. Those are opportunities of growth for us as we get bigger. So if you guys are looking for positions, those are some of the hot new ones that are coming out.
Awesome. Yeah, we've really grown over the last, since January 1st, we've added a lot of team members. Megan, my next question, I'm going to throw you a curveball because this wasn't on our list that we sent you ahead of time. But, you know, this term of the great resignation gets thrown around now after we're coming off of the pandemic and everything. What are your thoughts around that? And what has Transova done to kind of adapt to this new working, you know, headspace of people coming off the pandemic?
Yeah. Talk about a terminology that probably scares the HR world so much is this resignation. I think, you know, we've seen it. I'm not going to lie. We've seen it in our company too, but not to the extremes of some of these other places have seen. If you look around, I'm based out of Sioux Center here. So that's kind of my little bubble of what I see in the general area. And I obviously fast food restaurants are hurting for employees. We saw it for sure, but not to probably that extent. We've stayed pretty consistent with our just regular turnover, which is going to happen. I would love to keep every employee hired for 20 years. That would be awesome, but that's probably not going to be the case. So what we've done, I think that has really helped Transova stay competitive is we have increased our compensation. People do respond to money, myself included. Obviously, you want to be able to support your family and do some of the fun stuff you want to do, but also pay your bills and student loans or something like that.
Nobody has student loans, right? What are you talking about?
Right. That's one thing we've done, but we've also, like I talked about earlier, was our benefit package. You know, just we are one of the companies that cover more of the employee costs of our benefit package that a lot of companies don't. What I found out is we cover 10% more than the average employer does a benefit package. And that's something I just learned doing our renewal here is that we're covering a lot more, but we also offer dental and vision plans and long-term disability plans and short-term disability plans that are 100% covered by the employer, which is huge. And I think it's stuff that those are things that our people are looking for as well when it comes to benefits. But I think with the great resignation, it taught us to be more creative in how we're enticing employees to come work for a company. So when we did that, we kind of went around and asked employees, why do you stay and what makes you want to stay with Transova? And number one is just, you know, they love what they do and they love who they work with. And you really can't sell that until you're in here doing it on a regular basis. But the other part is just the opportunity for growth within Transova. You can try different departments if you want to try a CSR or PSE, something like that. Emily, you transferred a couple different departments, correct?
Just one.
You were a PSC and then went to marketing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're a PSC again.
We're not letting her leave the marketing department. So that's not an option.
That's not what I'm recruiting. Don't worry.
She's stuck with me.
Yeah. But that's something we do is people who have an opportunity for up and coming who want to be a leader in Transova, we take the time to invest in them and give them the tools that are needed to become that leader and help grow the future of Transova, which I think is huge. One of the opportunities I have is for continuing education. And I think a lot of the other departments have that too, where Transova will help cover the cost. If you want to go and learn more about your area of expertise, like I'm going to be at the HR National Conference in Louisiana at the beginning of June. And I think it's huge that a company is willing to invest in their team members like that to send them there and grow their toolbox and skill set. So I think that's something that Transova is doing to help kind of combat this great resignation is offering opportunities that a lot of places don't offer. That's the nice part about working for a bigger company is that we have more opportunities like this.
You know, a lot of people, when they think of Transova, I think they think of just straight cow work, you know, cattle work, whether that's beef, dairy, small ruminant, but when you really take a step back, there are so many opportunities at Transova that are not livestock related. And it takes all of those departments to function together well. And you've kind of outlined some of that. And I know from, I think, both Emily and I's perspective, we've seen benefits from some of the personal development things that you've talked about and the investment back into Transova team members. And I definitely think that is something that has improved our, you know, our morale, our culture, and, you know, people wanting to stay with Transova.
Yeah. I think the great thing about Transova too, like you said, you don't even have to have a background working with cattle to be able to take it to work into a position here. Like, I think of how unique like our shipping departments is that work with shipping embryos and all that stuff, that regulatory team. That doesn't take an animal science background to be able to do. It really just takes the right person that wants to dive in and learn. And that's huge. Or our client service, like, yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of knowledge, but if you're somebody who just has a passion to work with people and give them the best customer service they can get, I think there's an opportunity here for you. We also staff in a whole accounting department, a whole IT department, if that's something you guys are interested in. There's just so much. And the great part about it too is it's everywhere. The nice part, so if you are somebody that's probably like part of the Great Resignation brought a lot more remote team members in for client service, but it's something we've adapted to. And I think that's kind of unique as well as being able to offer some of these positions to work out of your home from. But Transova is everywhere. So if you are listening here from anywhere from Texas to California to Maryland, I feel like there's an opportunity here for you.
I know Emily could probably talk about this, and you've already hit on it a little bit, but you've talked about not necessarily needing a livestock background, but I think it's also good to talk about, you know, Emily, you started in an embryologist role and then shifted into marketing. And I think sometimes there's a perspective that if you start off as a traveling embryologist, you have to stay a traveling embryologist. And I think that, you know, it's really fun to travel when you're young and out of college, but eventually, you know, you have to adapt to life and your life situations. And I think Transova definitely offers that type of a, you know, an opportunity as well. The ability to kind of shift with your, as your life changes. Emily, you could, I mean, I've been in marketing the entire time because I'm a dork, but you've made that change. So maybe you should talk more about that than me.
No, I think that's a good point, Sarah. You know, what you wanted 5 years ago is different than what you want today, no matter where you're, what your job is, what you're doing. And I've also had friends that were embryologists. They went and did something else and then they came back, you know, into that position because they wanted to try something else. And then they decided that they didn't like it as much. So they've gone back to that, you know? So I think that's the nice thing about Transova is the flexibility that they're going to find the right seat on the bus for you, right? Whether you're in, and if you want to try something new, that's great. Well, you know, they work with you. And if that's not the right fit, you go back. You know, I think of a lot of people that have switched more than my one time, like Megan said, you know, they switch multiple times and there's just a lot of opportunity. Everybody's very helpful. Like, you know, Sarah, I think we've heard from a lot of our guests that everybody is just willing to help each other grow and be successful, which I think is really unique about Transova.
Yeah, I think I can think of a handful of team members that have started off as traveling embryologists and maybe went to the IVF lab and then they went to CSR and then, hey, they even looked at us in HR that maybe they would want to try HR. It's crazy that, you know, I think it's such a huge honor and says so much about Transova that people, even though you maybe want to try a different career path in general, that this company is offering so much that you want to stay within the company, even if you want to change the career path. And I think that goes back to the original like question about the Great Resignation and how that, affected us. I think we saw a lot more people just kind of seeing what else in Transova they could be doing because they maybe were burnt out and needed to try something different. But that's something that Transova is pretty unique at, where we have all these different opportunities.
You know, getting into opportunities of not necessarily like different positions, You kind of hit on lead. What other like personal development opportunities does Transova offer? Or like what is required versus optional, I guess, too?
Yeah. So, you know, we've gotten to a point where we necessarily don't make any of our programs required anymore because they're a huge investment in our team and we want the right team members to be taking advantage of these. But with that being said, we offer Covey training, which is, if you guys have heard about it, well, I know you two have been through the Covey training, the 7 habits of highly effective people. It talks to working with different types of people and how to work together on a team. And I think that's probably why Transova is so great at teamwork, is because we offer this program to all of our team members. Another one is DISC, and that's probably one that I would say that every employee has gone through is DISC training or is set to go through it. And what that does is based on the personality type that you have, you learn how what strengths you have and what you may need to work on, but you also get tools to work with people that are not similar in your mental capacity of how you think about things and how you work through problems and how you approach things. So the great part about our teams is they're so diverse, but it also adds some challenges when you're working with different team members. So these two programs for sure are huge benefits that Transova invests in you in to help you become a better team member and help you grow personally. We also offer new supervisor training to any new supervisors that come onto the team if they're put into a role that they haven't necessarily been in before with the supervisor. We take them through like crucial conversations and how to do process improvements, as well as how to hire the right person. We talk about the right seat on the bus. Well, we do have a long, extensive interview process, and that's part of the reason we do that, is to make sure that we have the right team member coming on board and making sure that, you know, we are building the perfect culture for Transova. So,
Megan, from your perspective, you've talked a lot about, you know, the teamwork, the team development, career opportunities, and changes. From an HR perspective specifically, like what's a good day look like for you? And then, I mean, what kind of challenges do you face in your role in HR? Kind of both sides of the coin, the goods and the bads, I guess, from an HR perspective.
Drafting the pink slip for Emily and Sarah.
Yeah. That's a good day, right? No.
Jeez. Hey,
no. Yeah. No. You know, honestly, I've sat through just a couple of interviews lately, like I said, doing the lead program. And that's a good day for me, is getting to know our team members more and what they're looking for and how we can help them grow. Anytime I have that one-on-one opportunity to work with team members and really see what I can do to help them, and if we can actually get it done, is a huge win for me that day. Just my like personality, if I can cross anything off my to-do list, I also think that's a win for the day. I usually end on a pretty good note. Some of the things we just kind of are struggling with now is just, you know, as well as most companies are trying to find team members to come on board, there's just a lot of openings and areas. And like I said, growth is huge for us, but we need to find the team members to help with that, as well as, you know, listening to our current team member concerns of how the impact has been on them with needing more team members. We're trying to find that right balance where it says, hey, you know, you want to bust your butt kind of moving forward and get the job done, but at what expense? Like, we don't want to burn people out. And that's probably been a little bit harder part of this position lately, is trying to help navigate balance for team members and what that looks like. Because balance in my department looks completely different than balance in a PSC department or a herdsman department. I'm fortunate enough that I kind of have an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday kind of position, which has worked really great for me and my family. But I know that's not ideal for other young team members out there. So that's probably been a lot big challenge. And what makes it hard is trying to get a cohesive balance throughout the whole company. When you're looking at different demographics and locations and ages and all that fun stuff, it's what works for one isn't going to necessarily work for everybody. But that also makes it exciting too at the same time, because we're just challenged in that way to see what we can do next. What can we do better? What can we change that is going to be a benefit and an improvement? I thrive off of that, of like, what's the next thing we can be doing to make us stand apart. So as it may be a struggle trying to figure it out, and that's probably the hard part, is losing some team members when you're trying to figure some of this out, but it also is a driver to make it better and figure out how we can make it better in that sense.
Those are all great points, Megan. And I just listening to you talk, we appreciate everything that you do for Transova, because I think any company, you have to have the right people in your HR department. So thank you for all the work that you guys do, because like you said, find that balance, demographic, all that details and stuff. It takes the right people to make sure that you fit that to your company's culture. So kudos to you and your team.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, somebody that's listening right now is like, you know, was on the fence about applying, and they're listening to you and they're like, yes, okay, I need to work for Transova, and they go to apply. What advice would you give somebody applying to one of our positions? What's something that they have to have? You know, what are things that you guys look for? What trends are you seeing that the hiring managers are looking for in a good application?
You know, we talked a little bit about just the different opportunities that are out here, and that you don't necessarily need like an animal science background to be able to do it. What we're really looking for, some of the jobs are going to require it just based on what you're doing for sure. But we're looking for team members that have shown that they want to be part of a team. Like, we've talked a lot about that with our culture of Transova and that team mentality. So whether that means you're participating in FFA or you're doing some type of club that you've been in or something like that to show that you are taking initiative and working with other people, that's been huge. The other part is just seeing where you want to go. A lot of times you can do a cover letter for applications and stuff like that. That's a selling point. If you can write a good cover letter that talks about like where you want to be and those things that excite you, that's what we're kind of looking for, that people, just lifelong learners that want to do more and be part of something bigger. I think that's what Transova is looking for. And obviously we want somebody that has some commitment aspect to it. When we use that term, the great resignation, anybody that we obviously want team members that are going to be a right fit for us and stay longer and hopefully be with the company as long as possible. So people that show a sense of loyalty and commitment to things are huge for us right now.
That's all. There's so much that you guys do, like, and encompass in your department. And So I, like Emily said, we're appreciative of what you guys do. And there's just a lot of spinning plates in your guys' department. And so we appreciate everything that you've covered in today's podcast. You know, it's kind of fun to get a different perspective and interview from an HR perspective. You know, a lot of times we're talking to, you know, veterinarians or client service or, you know, those other roles within Transova. And then Emily and I bring up the toolbox, but that, you know, the toolbox of services. Do we dare tell her about our drinking game that the podcast?
I don't know.
Is that HR approved?
Yeah. Is that HR approved?
Yeah. We're off be the record.
Off the record. Say a toolbox, take a drink.
Yep.
Back after five.
Not, yeah. Right.
somewhere. But anyway, I wanted to say that we appreciate everything you do. We've covered a lot today in today's podcast episode. Is there anything else that you'd want to add? Maybe that we haven't asked you, Megan?
I think the only thing that I would add to people looking at Transova is, if you have a question about something within Transova, don't hesitate to reach out. We have an HR department email that is just hr.department@transova.com. If you're wondering about something specific, shoot us an email and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have. The other part of it is just don't sell yourself short. If you there's something in Transova that kind of draws you to our team, go ahead and apply for whatever you're looking for, because you know, we may think you're the best team member to be on here. And we want people that show us that they don't know what they don't know yet, but at the same time want to know it. And if that makes any sense, like, we're just looking for the next people that want to have the drive to keep us growing. I think that's something that Transova has done great for the past 30 plus years is growth and opportunity. And I think we're just scratching the surface of what's out there for what Transova could do.
Definitely. And that brings up one more misconception maybe that we could cover really quickly. I know we've already covered quite a bit, but I know Emily and I have encountered, whether through conversations at trade shows, it's people who haven't applied for a position, like let's first say an embryologist, because they're like, well, I haven't gone to school for embryology, or I haven't, you know, I don't have a degree in this, that, or the other. Yeah. And so I think there's sometimes a misconception that you need to know it all before you get here. Can you maybe address some of that on how, you know, that evolves as you apply for a position?
Yes. So one of the things I didn't mention is Transova University, which I think is a huge benefit of our company as well, is, you know, if you're an embryologist that has the drive to get it and want to know it, we offer a program that before anybody goes out in the field and actually works with our cattle, they go through this Transova University where they're learning that basic skill set that they need to know before working with our clients and stuff. And I think that gives us a huge opportunity to get people that maybe don't have the background in it, but have the desire to learn it. And the TOGU is something that is offered for a lot of positions, either from our professional services to our IVF embryologists. And like I said, even our leadership team is part of TOGU, and how when we go through and train the next leader that goes through that program as well. So I think that's a huge opportunity for people that just want to get into Transova, but or maybe fear that they don't have the right background, is we do train you to get into these positions. So you are going out into them as a confident embryologist, or at least as a confident new grad embryologist, something like that. But
yeah, and I will add to that, because when I was hired as an embryologist, I mean, I took one biology class in college and I did not do well. So the on-the-job training was, you know, awesome. And it's gotten better since when I started 8+ years ago. The other thing that I will add that we talk about a lot is if you've applied for an internship before and didn't get an internship with us, don't feel like that you've got to like a black mark on you for life you did work for Transova. Cause I know there's several of us that applied for internships and didn't get one, and me, myself included. And here I am, you know, working for the company. So, we're always hiring, and interns, it's only a dozen kids once a year. So there's a lot of opportunity, and keep applying and applying. I think when I first, before I graduated, I applied for a herdsman job at the GAC with Micah, I think. And obviously, I didn't get that. And it wasn't until almost a year later that I got hired with Transova. So yeah, if this is something you're passionate about, keep trying. Don't let one no stop you. So
right. Yeah, to piggyback off that, I think that's something that we're seeing team members do, is like, oh, if I really have a desire to be in IVF, maybe I wasn't a great fit for the Panhandle team, but maybe you're a great fit for the Wisconsin team or something like that. When we're looking at all the different aspects that encompass these positions. So yeah, like Emily said, just apply and see what it's out there. And if you get no one time, doesn't mean you're going to get no the next time. I know it's kind of, especially as new grads going out there, it's kind of scary looking for those first jobs and that criticism that comes with the interview process and stuff like that. But I promise you it's worth it in the end when you try and get yourself out there. So
don't know.
And we're really not scary in HR. As much as people think HR is scary, we're really a nice group of people.
You scare me. Good to know. Befriend your HR department. Well, thank you, Megan, so much for joining us today. This has been fun chatting with you. We'll definitely have to get you back on again, and maybe with the new lead class or something. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. So we'll have to add that to our list of future topics potentially. Yeah. So we will post that HR email in the podcast notes and a link to our careers page. So if anybody is interested, they can apply or they can get a hold of our friends in HR for more questions, comments, concerns, all that jazz. So thanks again, Megan. This has been fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity and I'm excited. Hey, if we get one person to apply, I think that's a win from today. So
appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.